from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. In a ruling that will impact employers statewide, the California Supreme Court this morning said that employers are not required to verify whether workers take meal breaks. As KQED's Scott Schaefer reports, the case has been closely watched by labor and business groups.
The question boiled down to this: is it enough for employers to simply grant workers time off for lunch and other breaks, or do they have to monitor staff to make sure they don't work during that time off? In a unanimous decision, the state's high court ruled that employers satisfy state labor law by simply relieving workers of duty, but have no obligation to police meal breaks and ensure that no work is actually performed. Attorneys representing workers of Brinker International, owner of restaurant chains including Chili's, claimed that managers regularly abuse workers by scheduling breaks during busy times. The court said it's up to employees to decide how they use their break time. I'm Scott Schaefer, KQED News.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is announcing an effort to find $1 billion to protect parts of the Bay Area from rising sea levels. The public-private partnership would build new levees as well as restore some wetlands. There's a lot at risk, according to Paul Rogers of the Mercury News and KQED's Quest.
You know, a lot of the levees that ring the bay from Redwood City to San Jose up to Hayward are really not up for the task of higher bay levels, particularly when there are El Nino-type storms. You could really have billions of dollars of property in Silicon Valley flooded if something isn't done about it.
Rogers says the funding would come from a mixture of industry, nonprofit, and government sources. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED News.